Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in to another edition of the Pro Football Chase podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you. New Giants linebacker Bobby Okereke is on the line for an interview. I'm excited to have Bobby on after what has been a very wild offseason with free agency. So, Bobby, thanks again for joining me. I know you've been training out there. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Isaac. I appreciate you having me on the show. And, yeah, it's been a crazy offseason, but I'm excited to, you know, start OTAs pretty soon.
Yeah, well, we initially planned to get you on the podcast before free agency, but because of just the busyness of free agency and you being involved with your agent, and we finally were able to circle back and get you on the podcast. So I do appreciate you, brother, taking that time, getting back on the podcast. I always enjoy getting players on, and so I can imagine things have been very crazy for you. And so first off, congratulations on your new deal with the New York Giants.
Thank you. No, I appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
All right. So, Bobby, it's been a whirlwind for you. You've already been in the NFL for 4 years, coming from Stanford, third-round pick. You concluded your fourth NFL season in Indianapolis. You recorded a career-high 151 total tackles, 6 tackles for loss, which was a career-high, 2 forced fumbles, 2 fumble recoveries, 5 pass defenses, 17 games. So, you played your best ball at the perfect time, Bobby, in a contract year, entering free agency. How have you been able to evolve as an impact player since entering the league?
Make splash plays, whether it is forced fumbles, PBUs, interceptions, you know, if it's first and 10, tackling a guy, so it's second and 7, or it's third and 5, something like that. So, yeah, just being a guy who's a playmaker, and that's what I pride myself in my game.
Bobby, who was your favorite NFL player growing up?
Definitely Luke Kuechly. I looked up to him a bunch. I mean, he was that Mike linebacker flying around, getting interceptions, diagnosing the play before it started. Yeah, he's the epitome of what you want to be.
Absolutely. I remember watching Luke Kuechly. That guy was just a monster on the next level. And, of course, he did already call it a career after a successful stint in Carolina. Bobby, Frank Reich, who is now the Panthers head coach, he was the head coach in Indianapolis. He was in his second year when you were drafted. How much influence did he have on the trajectory of your career?
Big time. And, you know, after he was let go, and obviously he's got this next beautiful opportunity for him and his family, I told him, you know, he was a coach who really taught me how to, you know, play with confidence and conviction. Coach Reich's a former pastor, and you get a good bit of flavor in that, in the way he coaches. He's a very faith-based guy. He's just trying to instill confidence and conviction in his players to, you know, believe in themselves and play to their best ability.
Darius Leonard, known as the Maniac, is the anchor of that Colts defense. And I know he's been on and off the field with injuries and stuff like that, but he's no doubt one of the best linebackers in the NFL, Bobby. What type of impact has he had on your football IQ and just knowledge of where to line up, what to look for in opposing offenses?
He's been a great example for me, really since day one. Obviously a guy who came in, you know, second round draft pick, came in early and was making plays from the start. And I really got to watch him, you know, the way he worked every day in practice, the intensity and really just the tenacity that he played with and practiced with. It was developed on the practice field, and he brought it to the game. So it's just a great example of hard work and dedication. And then to see him, you know, mature into year 4 and year 5 and really just see his, like, film study and game prep take off. That was, you know, exciting for me because, you know, he's the mold of what the modern day linebacker is. And, you know, I'm trying to break out in my own way too.
You're on to the next chapter of your career, but what did you enjoy the most about playing for the Colts the last 4 years?
I just enjoyed being in Indianapolis. Lucas Oil Stadium was always rocking every Sunday. And, you know, people talk about Hoosier hospitality, but it's real. You know, I lived in Zionsville. It's not the most popping town, but just the people there are super nice. You know, you go to the grocery store, everyone's humble. And it's just a great environment to, you know, just lock in and focus. That's what, you know, Indy's blessed me with, just, you know, opportunity for the past 4 years to just be tunnel vision and just work on my craft and get me to where I am today.
Let's talk a little bit about free agency, Bobby. I mentioned at the top of the podcast, it was your first time experiencing the free agency frenzy as one of the top available linebackers on the market. What were those few days like for you and your agent?
It was a whirlwind. I mean, it was exciting. It was stressful at times. You know, obviously, I was trying to get a great contract and, you know, a great team fit. And I got very lucky that, you know, it just panned out with the Giants here. But there were a lot of good linebackers. Great linebackers in my class. I mean, me, Tremaine, TJ Edwards, Jermaine Pratt, Leighton Vander Esch, David Long, a bunch of guys who were like two to three-year starters who played really good ball. So it was a competitive market. And, you know, I'm just fortunate, you know, my agent, Ryan Tallner and Rep One Sports did a great job getting me into the fit I am right now.
Before you put pen to paper for the New York Giants inking that four-year deal, did you already have an idea that the New York Giants would be a potential landing spot?
I had a feeling. You know, my agent has just been working, doing all this stuff behind the scenes. So, you know, he told me that I was going to have a couple teams in play. And it was kind of full circle. Like last year, I had my best game versus the Giants. I had like 17 tackles, two TFLs, and a forced fumble. And I've always in the back of my head just had New York City as a team or city. That I wanted to play in, obviously, with the Giants. So, you know, it just really worked out in my favor, and I'm very fortunate.
And what other factors, Bobby, went into your decision to play for one of the more prominent franchises in the league? You know, the Giants, big brand, big market. You just talked about New York City and the appeal that it has on its own. But what else went into wanting to be a New York Giant?
I think mutual interest. Obviously, I wanted to be with them, and, you know, they really wanted me to be a part of the team. They got a great organization from, you know, GM, head coach, the whole front office. It's just a strong group. And obviously they've had a lot of success last year, and it's a program that's on the rise. So great team atmosphere. And then obviously being in New York City, just that market, it's tough to beat. And obviously the storied franchise that the Giants are, really it's kind of just the best of both worlds.
Brian Daboll, who was named the coach of the year this past season, what type of influence did he have on you wanting to join the G-Men?
Big time. I mean, I talked to all my friends, you know, some guys who played in Buffalo, just different coaches and players, you know, who were around him. They're like, you're going to love Dabs. You're going to love Coach Daboll. And from our first conversation, you know, he was just like, call me Dabs. Like, he's just a very down-to-earth, cool coach. He's going to push you. And you can tell, you know, the team atmosphere and how much they gel. That, you know, that's bolstered by how cool just the head coach is and, you know, how much he pushes everybody. So I'm excited to be a part of the group.
Well, on the defensive side of the ball, Bobby, you're going to be working a lot with Wink Martindale, who's regarded as one of the top defensive minds in the NFL. It seems like a lot of his current players, former players, all have nothing but high praise about Wink Martindale, very aggressive defensive coordinator that likes to run a lot of blitzes and put pressure on opposing quarterbacks. So, have you spoken with Wink, and what have those conversations been like?
Yeah, I've spoken with Wink, just talking about position fit, the type of defense.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
He likes to run. But for me, you know, I'm offering up my skill set to win. He knows I can cover real well. He knows I can blitz. I'm very physical in the run game. You know, I'm smart in the pass game. So I just want to be an asset to this defense. They got great stuff going on in the back end. You got some great guys like Xavier McKinney, Adoree Jackson back there. And then up front, you got the big guys, Dexter Lawrence and Leonard Williams. And then obviously Kayvon and Azeez on the edge. So, you know, it's a great defense. And I'm just excited to be, you know, a piece that they can plug and play with.
You just mentioned a couple of your teammates in Xavier McKinney and Adoree Jackson. Have you spoken to any of them yet?
Yeah, Xavier reached out the first day I got drafted, added me into the defense group chat. And then we've just been talking since. But yeah, I'm excited for OTAs. April 17th, we'll start. And that's when, you know, the team building will really start. And, you know, I can start building those relationships and camaraderie with the guys.
Well, you've already been in the Giants facility. You went to go sign your deal. You had an interview with the media over there. And you've already seen a lot of feedback from Giants fans on social media about your signing. What has the reception been like from the Giants fan base so far?
It's been incredible. I mean, I can't even speak to just, you know, the amount of messages, the amount of tweets, just people reaching out. And it's all well wishes. They're like, we're going to love you here. You're going to love New York City. I think they're just excited for me to be a part of the squad. And I'm excited to be a part of the squad, too. And, you know, if anything, I can say to Giants fans, you know, just the best is yet to come.
I'm not sure if this has been announced already, Bobby, but there's been some rumors circulating that maybe you're going to want to switch back to that number 20 you wore at Stanford. Any truth to that, or are you going to stick with 58?
You know, we're working on it. You know, the team will make an announcement soon, but I thought, it was cool for me to live a little pipe dream of being number 20. Obviously, I wore that in college, so it was cool to, you know, do some jersey swaps and see that, but yeah, I'm just going to work with the team and, you know, we'll figure it out.
We know what you can do on the field, Bobby. Very productive player. You've alluded to that many times. But what intangibles do you bring to the table and how can you help bolster that Giants defense?
I'm a team first guy. I'm a humble guy and I'm a servant leader. So, you know, that's what the organization is getting out of me. Someone who's going to put the team first, the organization first, and, you know, really just set everyone else up to succeed. I'm going to lead by my work habits, by my study habits, and, you know, just be a guy who's, you know, fun to be around for sure. And then off the field, you're getting a guy who's community driven, a guy who wants to make an impact, you know, with kids and schools, football camps, basically just giving back to those, less fortunate. And yeah, I'm excited for the opportunity that New York City has.
Wow. That's a good response right there. And I'm sure a lot of people respect and appreciate the work you do both on and off the field. That's so important in the NFL these days. Now, Bobby, talk to me a little bit about the transition. You're going to have to be moving out to New York now with your new team and the Giants. I know it's still the off season. You're going to get ready for OTAs coming up in terms of finding a new spot to live in and all that jazz.
So I'm currently in Orange County and yeah, in 2 weeks I'll be out in New York or be out in Jersey for OTAs, but I'm working with a couple of realtors, working on finding a spot in New Jersey. I still have my spot in Zionsville, Indiana. So once I get my spot in Jersey, then I can, you know, start migrating out of there, getting my stuff all shipped over. But I'm just taking it in stride. You know, for me, I just can't wait for that first day of workouts. That's really what I'm aiming for.
Bobby, you know New York. I've been there myself. It's got all kinds of food, entertainment. I mean, you name it. It's a mecca, right? So are you excited to get up there to start experiencing the New York lifestyle now that you're going to be there permanently? Any food that you're looking forward to trying?
Probably, you know, I gotta ask teammates, you know, for the recommendation of that top New York pizza. But for me, I'm a focused guy. I'm focused on training. But, you know, in the off time, I'm definitely going to, you know, do my due diligence walking around New York City. I might go to a Broadway show. We'll see. But, yeah, I'm just going to let it come to me. I'm excited.
Let me tell you what, Bobby. I went to go see The Lion King, a play over there in New York when I went up there to visit. And I wasn't initially very excited about it. But, man, after I watched that play, it was like 2 hours. Let me tell you what, it was world class. So if you ever want to go watch a really good play, you got to go check out The Lion King.
Yes, sir. I appreciate the recommendation.
For sure. I gotta look out for you, man. But listen, in the NFC East now, Bobby, a very competitive division. The Eagles, we all saw the Super Bowl run they had. The Giants in the playoffs. The Cowboys going to the second round. Washington is on the come up as well. This is a very historic NFC East, a very well-documented division in the NFL. How excited are you to be a part of those rivalries with the Eagles and the Cowboys and the Commanders now?
I'm very excited. You know, just as excited and as basically loud the New York fan base has been, you know, I can only imagine, you know, when we play like to the Giants or the Eagles, you know, how much their fans are going to be chirping. But it all just adds to the fanfare. It all adds to the fun atmosphere of this game. So I'm excited to start putting on a good show for our fans.
Well, Bobby, you said you're in Orange County right now. You're training. What does your typical training schedule look like right now in the off season?
Probably start running around 9:30. I'm doing PT by 11, and then I'll get a lift in right after that. And, you know, throughout the week, I try to do different stuff like Pilates, yoga, hot yoga. I'm a couple houses down from the beach, so I'll go out there, do some, you know, footwork, some back pedals, some shuffles. But, you know, for me, I just try to keep it light, make sure I'm moving, make sure I'm flexible. And then once OTAs comes, you know, I can really work on strength.
Well, I know you've already spoken to the Giants media, but here on the PFC podcast, you have another opportunity. What is your message to Giants fans on what they can expect to see from Bobby Okereke in 2023 and moving forward?
You know, I had a great coach last year, and he told me, you know, the best approach is to under-promise and over-deliver. And, you know, for me, for Giants fans, you know, they're going to get a hardworking guy. They're going to get a guy who's going to fly around, make plays all over the field, and they're going to get a guy who's a servant leader. So, you know, looking forward to the show and the wins we're going to get on Sundays.
The Giants did sign Daniel Jones to that extension, so he's going to be the face of the franchise for the foreseeable future. And, of course, Saquon Barkley back on the tag. The two main pieces on the offense for the Giants. How excited are you to be working with them, and how much confidence do you have in Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley to elevate this team moving forward?
I'm very excited, and I have a lot of confidence in those guys. Obviously, I played them last year. They beat us, and both those guys were a big part of why they won. I'm just excited to, you know, meet the guys, meet the team, see people's different leadership styles, you know, see where I can fit in, where I can support the team. I'm just excited to gel and start developing strong relationships with everybody.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That's Bobby Okereke joining the podcast. Bobby, I appreciate your time coming on and chatting free agency and your excitement to be a New York Giant. I wish you the best, brother. God bless in everything you do. Looking forward to seeing you take the field for the G-Men this coming season.
Yes, sir. No, God bless you. Have a great rest of the day, brother.
All right, same to you, brother. Take care.
Yep, peace.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.